Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me once again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. In the last couple of reflections on the Psalms, I spoke a bit about some attributes of God, namely, God's faithfulness, reminding us that God alone has made and kept all of His promises to His people of loving us, forgiving us, being with us, and granting us salvation and eternal life. Also, God's righteousness, whereby, because God alone is perfect, only He can judge the world and all people perfectly and eternally, and through His Son Jesus bestows on all believers His very own righteousness, so that we too can live one day forever with Him in heaven. Today's reflection, we'll talk about God's divine mercy with the psalm for today, Psalm 86. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble I call upon you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. This psalm is noted as being a prayer of lament of King David. And as I first read through it, it made me think of a recent prayer of my own, not in content exactly, but in format. It was several months ago, and I remember beginning my prayer to God, sort of complaining about a few issues troubling me with fellow churchgoers. And then I moved on to worrying about some of my friends and family members, before realizing I hadn't even thanked God for anything. So I backed up, and with closed eyes, recalled the many attributes of God and personal blessings so obvious in my own life and in the world around me. After some prayers then of thanks and praise for God's daily provisions and for the faith that He so freely gives, I rather humbly returned to my previous start of laments. And then it struck me fast. I am such a sinner, doubting, complaining, worrying selfishly about me. But thanks be to God, I am a saint too, washed clean and forgiven through the blood and sacrifice of Christ and because of God's great mercy to all believers. I know that I am a sinner, for I am surely poor and needy. But I am also a saint, for I am godly, because for you, O Lord, are good and forgiving. Now, I don't know exactly how David was feeling or what he was thinking when he wrote these words, but it probably was during a time when he was, once again, a target of persecution and death. He begins the psalm begging for the Lord's ear, asking Him to preserve his life. And then, instead of continuing to list all of the issues he needs help with, David begins listing the greatness of God, and they merit repeating now. You are my God. To you I lift up my soul. You are good and forgiving. You listen and answer your children when we call. There is none like you. All nations will come and worship you and glorify your name. You are great and do wondrous things. I just can't help picturing a small snowball gathering speed and growing as it makes its way downhill, starting out simply and softly and ending up majestic and strong with wondrous things. What a great way to address our Lord, recalling the many attributes of God as we pray. In verse 15, to me the most comforting verse in the passage, our psalmist David acknowledges probably the most amazing and divine attribute of God. Again, verse 15 says, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me." I really like this verse because, like David said in verse 11, I often find myself asking God to teach me His ways, because, hard as I try not to, my heart is often split between focusing my life on God's Word and living in a way pleasing to Him, and being consumed with my own selfish desires and life, trying to control and manipulate everything to my personal advantage. Some days my heart seems anything but united with Christ, and that is when recognizing that even in my sinfulness, God is slow to anger and abounding in love toward me. It is such a sweet comfort. How can any of us acknowledge God's mercy and grace, though, if we don't first recognize our need for it? So what's the big deal about God's mercy? Well, because the devil introduced sin into the world in the very beginning of time, we each inherit the same sinful condition. Psalm 51 verse 5 reads, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Nor can any one of us say that we live our lives free of sinful thoughts or behaviors. As Paul writes in Romans 3 verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Yes, without Christ, original inherited sin and actual sins is why we all need God's mercy. Sin ruins relationships. Think of offenses we've caused and suffered against our parents, our friends. It puts a huge strain on those relationships, and a price needs to be paid eventually to patch things up. It's the same with God. To become right with God, our sins against Him require punishment, punishment our Savior gladly took for us on the cross. Our sinful self requires grace and mercy if we can even hope for any sort of reconciliation with God. Because of His unending and steadfast love, grace, and mercy toward us, we can be certain our sins are forgiven through no works of our own, but through Jesus. Because God is merciful and forgives us our sins, we are to be merciful to those around us also, and forgive their sins against us. So mercy is a big deal. Maybe even the biggest deal. With absolutely nothing we can do to save ourselves, God mercifully comes down to us, sinners. We don't scramble, climb, or jump up to get into His hand. No, He comes to us in His Word, in the waters of holy baptism, and in the body and blood of Jesus Christ at Holy Communion, in His perfect grace and mercy, to offer us, His beloved children, forgiveness of all of our sins, so that, clothed in His righteousness, we will one day be with Him in heaven. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, God has destroyed all of our enemies of sin, death, and hell. Yes, right now we are both sinner and saint, poor and needy, yet still by faith able to say, "You are my God." But one day we will only be saints, glorified and gathered around the throne of God with all of those saints who have gone before us. We don't deserve God's grace or mercy, and we would most certainly be dead in our sins and forever separated from God without it. Yet, thanks be to Him, He freely gives it to all believers for the sake of Jesus Christ, thereby rescuing us from our sins. Paul the Apostle writes in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." We pray. Lord, when we are afraid, as David was afraid, draw us to You for comfort and rescue us from our enemies. Remember all your promises to us to be with us, and in every instant of our lives, watch over and guide us, so that we may walk always in your ways and to your glory. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.